Well, I mean, the only people who actually know what happened are Clifford Floyd and Bobby Valentine. And we know that this thing has been going on, you know, about 3 weeks ago, Floyd got drilled by the Mets, and Valentine said, you know, he might get hit, he might have to ice that elbow a couple more times. And then Clifford made a comment about Bobby being a stupid manager and said he would never want to play for him. And Valentine then, you know, took it to mean he wouldn't play for him on the All-Star team. And, you know, so this thing kind of dragged out a little soap opera. Now, Valentine says that he asked Todd Zeal to have Seth Levinson, who is Clifford's agent, call him because he wanted to talk to Cliff to find out if he were to get picked, would he go? Now, this was, he says it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, that's what he says. But so this last Tuesday, Jay Horowitz, the Mets PR director, called Levinson and to have Floyd call Valentine. And Valentine says it was just to make sure that this wasn't going to be a media event, you know, if he did pick him and that he did want to go. Floyd says that he was asked that by Valentine, but that Valentine said, you know, and what Clifford said to me yesterday was that Valentine said to him, you know, we're not supposed to announce anything today, but I'll tell you, you're on the team, congratulations, at which time Floyd went out and bought 16 yeah. $1,000 worth of non-refundable tickets for a family and so forth. Now, I don't know what to believe. I mean, Floyd maintains he's not complaining about not making the All-Star team. I mean, that's not his point.
Right.
His point is that he feels that Valentine got his revenge by setting him up. And, you know, Valentine said to me, that's just insane. He completely misunderstood what I said. You know, this is a he said, she said thing that I can't translate. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of unfortunate. You know, I mean, Clifford is a great guy. And he did. He actually called me the week before to tell me that he really regretted saying what he said about Valentine, especially the business of saying that he was stupid. Because, you know, Bobby is hardly stupid. He's one of the smartest people I know. So, I mean, I don't know. This thing is, it just drags on. It's a great New York story, and maybe this is going to set up for a tremendous rivalry between the Mets and the Marlins.
Yeah.
Peter, but let me just make a point about this. Why, number one, I mean, somebody's lying. I mean, I like Bobby Valentine. Bobby, if it's a joke, it's not very funny for $16,000, but that's a pretty big misunderstanding if you're Cliff Floyd to run out and get 16 grand worth of plane tickets, regardless of how much money you make. Something's wrong here, and if it was a joke and if it was one of those setups, and as much as I like Bobby, that's not funny.
No, but, you know, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know where the truth lies, and you know, having talked to both of them, and I've heard each story, you know, that's what I related, and that's all I can do, because I wasn't there.
Right.
I mean, and I know Bobby was very upset about some of the things that Floyd said, and he felt that Floyd crossed the line, but, I mean, Clifford now feels that Bobby's crossed the line, so I don't know. You know, it's one of those things, but it's, you know, we do know that that there are a lot of people in baseball who will side with Clifford Floyd just because Bobby's a pretty controversial character.
Right.
I think sometimes that's overplayed, but you know, it's one of those things that as I say, maybe it'll spark something. So the next time the Mets go down to play in Florida, they'll actually have like 20,000 people in the ballpark.